You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
Zone Mind. http://zonemind.gordongd.com. Reaching within. Grasping beyond. Friday, July 27th, 2012. The shackles of attachment. We may go on through life chasing a dream, drowning our pain and failure in pleasure. We may even obsess about achieving a position, making more money and buying possessions which, we become convinced, will make us happy. We may lose ourselves in the pursuit of a love interest or, on the other extreme, strive to escape from the reality which we feel is the cause of our unhappiness. While our circumstances and positions of life may indeed be the source of our suffering, we cannot address our unhappiness if we aren't aware of who we are. 4. In searching for external factors to find our happiness won't solve the problem on its own. If when I was a teenager, I had remained attached to the past when I could walk more, I might have probably achieved nothing in my life, except perhaps hoping in a miracle. However, I took a more pragmatic approach and invested in a wheelchair. Even if I was reluctant to be seen using my wheelchair, I had to accept that my life changed and I couldn't cling to a past that was no more. Over the years, I did have moments when I recall, with nostalgia, the many things I used to do as a child. Yet, I also recognize that in letting go of my attachment to an idealized past, I was choosing to live. Of course, many have described my life in many ways for continuing to live on. Yet, the way I see it, I followed a very human quality we all have. I adapted to new circumstances. Part of that adaptability requires of us to let go of our attachments or to afflictive desires. We must adapt to change, for if we didn't change, we would die to life. We would suffer the pains of dissatisfaction or dukkha. The only way to move on is to recognize that as long as aren't prepared to recognize the illusion of our wanting, we will never be truly happy. 4. Whether we accept it or not, life changes all the time. Even our identities, self-definition, religion, philosophies, politics, or aspirations are not permanent. Yes, they may form important parts of who we are today, but they are not us. Who we are goes beyond all the shackles that hinder our full being, clouds that hide from us our authentic beings and barriers that create divisions between each other. Today, as a practicing meditator following Buddhist principles, I acknowledge how many identities I have adopted in an attempt to fit in a world I felt didn't understand who I was. I still feel isolated at times and misunderstood as well. However, I realized that before I expected the world to accept who I was the first who is to make an effort to understand the world. Even if people still binds me to a social position and a fixed identity, I acknowledge the fact that I remain a human being. For all I am doing or what I am doing is only born out of a need to assert my human status. Even if I may identify more closely with certain groups of people, I am learning the importance of cultivating a compassion that genuinely seeks to understand others. A compassion where I listen and not jump to conclusions. A compassion that reconnaisses our basic vulnerability and dependence as human beings. For nothing in this world will last forever. A life that seeks happiness in material things on their own is doomed to be a life of dissatisfaction. It's only when we accept life as it is and do our best to reduce unnecessary suffering can we be truly happy. It's only when we open our heart to who we are and to the hearts of others can we be truly satisfied. Nothing else matters. Line of dashes.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.GordonGD.com to get started.